You mentioned Jedi training. That's going to be confusing to some folks, so we got to circle back to that for sure to explain what Jedi training might be. But again, can you, before you go into the business, do you mind saying what those six groups were again, and then tell us a little bit more detail about your group in particular?
Sure. So we have the Coalition Advisory Board, which is the lead of each subcommittee. And then there's about eight or nine of us on that board that meet once a month. And then the subcommittees are Business and Economic Opportunity. That's the one I'm the lead on. Tourism, Marketing, and Outdoor Rec. Will Shoemaker's the lead on that. Community Expression of Values. Mark Tardif is the lead on that. Local Government. Laird Kagan. Education, Jenny Turner and Chloe Bowman co-lead that one. And then Mission Vision, Will Desjardins and Malika Magner are helping with that one.
Awesome. And you said that you are lead in the business group. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Our whole mission and intention is just that, what I was mentioning earlier, is to try to bring more understanding to the business community on how valuable economically it is for this community to be more diverse. I mentioned Jedi training, which is justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion training. You know, we can bring diversity in all day long, but if we don't have an equitable workplace that is inclusive, those diversity pieces are just numbers. So it's the whole mishmash, the whole Jedi action. And it's been proven time and time again that more diverse groups are more productive and successful.
And I believe we've talked as well about one of those initiatives that you're working on in your subgroup. First of all, can you tell us about some of, I understand that you circulated a survey through the Chamber of Commerce. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what you were trying to achieve?
Yeah, I was trying to just get, we were trying to get a pulse on what businesses wanted, what they didn't want, where they were at with their understanding of this type of work, so that we could start at a point that people could really receive the information and really understand who could potentially be on board, who is not on board at all, and how we can reach them. So it was just to get like a starting point before we started launching projects, to get our finger on the pulse of all of that.
And can you tell us about some of the results?
Oh, sure. I don't know if you guys have seen our first Fact for Businesses, Why Diversity Matters, just came out in the paper this week. We will be running a series of those that are really tangible, factual, from reputable sources, numbers, percentages for people to really sink their teeth into, that will help with that work that I just mentioned previously. We are also working with somebody who is launching a job board for us to be able to get more outreach of job postings in Crested Butte, while also encouraging organizations and companies to be upfront about what they provide, so job seekers can say, that's the type of company I want to work for. People doing this kind of work that really care about this kind of work.
We've talked about that before, and I think that's a really fascinating idea. Is that just local, or is the idea for that to be global, or is that just something that's going to be Gunnison Valley businesses?
Well, that's where we're starting.
Sure.
The intention
is a good start.
Yep, for it to be more local, and then, you know, we'll see how it takes off from there. I mean, it is just like freshly about to be launched, so it's super exciting. I think it's going to be a really awesome thing.
So how does a business get in on that and able to post job listings on that job board? That, you know, I suppose the sort of purpose is to indicate that this is a business who's made intentions to be open and to people of color and all diversity. How do businesses get in on that?
Well, Garrett Diamond is launching it. He actually just did a bunch of back end work and sent us a demo today. So that will be spread more widely. He's making it really, really affordable to join. And so you can showcase your business, whether or not you have job openings or not. The really cool component I love is we're going to have this opportunity to say, okay, so you have, you know, diversity and inclusion verbiage in your employee handbook, yes or no. And so we're going to have a lot of things like that listed out for businesses to check on. And then candidates are able to go in and say, I want to find a company that has this, 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 and this. And so they can get alerts when those companies have job postings. And our intention is it's going to encourage businesses to have more of those things. You know, they're going to get more of the candidates, and it's going to showcase their business in a more positive way.
So what is this called and how can people find out about it?
Crested Butte Jobs or CB Job. Oh gosh, literally today. So
that's okay.
CB Job Board, I think.
Tell you what, Andrea, you can get back to me, and when we post this online, I will make sure that there is a link to it in the story that we post, so folks can take a look at that. I want to remind everyone they're listening to KBUT's Community Matters. We're talking with Andrea Schumacher and Will Shoemaker of the Crested Butte Black Lives Matter Committee.